There is a new far-left fascism. If you do not recite its mantras, then you will be censored, banished, blacklisted, persecuted, and punished.
Well, the Soros giant is slowly dying. The maintenance of mainstream media is it's not working. They're losing control. The people are crying out for justice. There's no longer a wave of controlled opposition winning these battles anymore. We have more unveiling of Doge findings, Social Security fraud, RFK Jr. starting off big, and some great comms, of course, from the Intel board as usual. Going to be pretty amazing, folks. Here we go. Let's check it out. So I wanted to start out with just a reminder, July 13th through 20th of 2025, we're going to have At Sea with LT, the celebration cruise. We're going to celebrate all the winnings and all the great things that are happening over the past few years. If you guys remember, we had one last year, August, and we had nearly 800 show up. And I tell you what, folks are calling in quick and the rooms are going fast. And so I just want to remind you, we're going to have a great time with wonderful guest Laura Logan, and we're also going to have an amazing comedian, more than just a comedian, just super talented, plays all types of instruments, and man, he had us in tears one moment and just crying our eyes out, and the next moment he had us laughing. He's just phenomenal. Tim Lovelace, you don't want to miss him. That's just some of the great parts of going on this cruise with us. Also, I wanted to remind you, I'm going to bring you over to this, that we've had some others that are joining us. Chad and Katie Brewer, they're going to be there. Lance with Ascent Nutrition is going to be there if you want to talk to him. Again, Laura Logan and Todd Tilghman, the one who won Voice of 2020, will be with us. He's a pastor also and a wonderful man. We had a great time together, and he just loves our country. And we're going to have a great time just sharing memories and making many stops on our journey across Alaska. It's breathtaking, folks. It's unbelievable. It's something you don't want to miss. And for those of you who have questions, you say, you know, I really wanted just to ask some questions. Well, we've got a live show for you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, February 20th, 2025, and 3 p.m. Pacific. LT and special guests answer cruise questions. If you go below this video, there's a link that we have not placed out in the public yet, but there's a link to that specific live that we're going to be doing with Q&As. We're going to have special folks there to answer your questions about the cruise. Anybody that has anything they want to share or ask, we're going to be there ready for you. It's going to be pretty phenomenal, so I'm looking forward to that. I always like our lives where we have Q&As with the audience. I'm looking forward to that. Let's kick it off here at Kristi Noem for Motivation.
We will hunt you down. I'm Kristi Noem, the United States Secretary of Homeland Security. Thank you, President Donald J. Trump, for securing our border and putting America first. Let me deliver a message from President Trump to the world. If you are considering entering America illegally, don't even think about it. Let me be clear. If you come to our country and you break our laws, we will hunt you down. Criminals are not welcome in the United States. For too long, weak leadership has left our borders wide open, flooding our communities with drugs, human trafficking, and violent criminals. Well, those days are over. Under President Trump, we are defending American families and restoring their safety. If you try to enter illegally, you will be caught. You will be removed, and you will never return. Follow the law, and you'll find opportunity. If you break it, you'll find consequences. Strong borders mean a stronger America. President Trump is making America safe again.
It's great to have her in charge. She's putting a message out for the people. And these people, of course, are being warned left and right of what's going to play out. I'm going to show you something. The cartels are about to experience a whole new level of violence on the border. Mexican Senate has just approved the entry of U.S. Special Forces to take on the cartels. Finally, Trump has designated the cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. They're about to pay for the American lives that they have taken from Nick Sartor. I tell you what, folks, they're in for a rude awakening, and it's going to be wonderful. Hopefully we get some clips of that and then playing that out for us to see. Of course, in the meantime, we're watching our money disappear, going off to places we never thought it would ever go. And Doge is taking care of that.
If you read and believe the media, he's become one of your best friends. He's working for free for you.
Well, I love the president. I just want to be clear about that.
I don't care about that.
I know. I love the president.
You love the president.
I think President Trump is a good man. And he's, you know.
That's the way he said that. You know, there's something nice about
it. Really is. The president has been so unfairly attacked in the media. It's really outrageous. And I've spent a lot of time with the president, and not once have I seen him do something that was mean or cruel or wrong. Not once.
Not once. Never done anything cruel or wrong. You know, the judge denied the Democrat-led efforts to block DOJ access. They were citing lack of proven harm. Plaintiffs failed to prove DOJ access to federal data would cause imminent harm or the hard-to-satisfy legal proof required to secure a temporary restraining order. Mm-hmm. The decision from Chutkan, an Obama appointee, is a blow to the coalition of 14 attorneys general who sued last week to temporarily restrict DOJ's access to federal data personnel information about government employees. And I tell you what, the Palantir CEO, Alex Karp, he delivered a painful truth to Democrats fighting against Elon and DOJ.
Look, what I don't like about what's going on is I just view this as, well, let's watch the Democratic Party commit suicide. And like, I've been a Democrat most of my life. I kind of view myself as outside it, but I don't like watching the Democrats just commit suicide. And what I see is most of the country doesn't really, at this point, given the fraud, waste, and abuse we know is there, 90% of the country is like, get rid of that fraud, waste, and abuse. And I just view this as yet another example of the progressive left boxing themselves in into a suicide dance. Now, what the progressive left should be doing is saying, okay, Elon, you're clearly the most qualified person in the world to do something like this. We want a dialogue with you about how you're doing and what are you doing. I don't believe that's actually what happened. And again, I like Elon. I know I think he's obviously the most important builder in the world. And I just think, if you want to say my former side, I don't believe that they're actually engaging. I think it's like another dance where I'm supposed to say, of course, like whatever. It's like there's this one issue where I might, and then you get boxed into you cannot solve the problem. And then I would say, what is the biggest problem in this society? Biggest problem in this society, from my perspective, is legitimacy of our institutions. Why aren't they legitimate? They're not legitimate because, okay, do any of you really believe that 99% of your taxpayer dollars are being spent? But last and not least, and probably arguably most importantly, there's two revolutions happening. One is transparency and one is AI. Okay, so why is it that we do not know where every penny of our money goes? Like, how do you explain that to people? And by the way, slightly more technically, what large language models do is they mean you can go into the contracts and see exactly what happened. So in the past, we couldn't do this. Now we can. The right response is, we want this to happen. We want to happen. We want to be involved in the dialogue. The real response is, it feels like the people criticizing Elon don't want it to happen. And this is going to destroy those people.
It's going to destroy him. He's right. And you mentioned suicide two times. It almost reminds me of Suicide Weekend coming up. And he mentioned it in a way that it ends the Democrat Party, not in literal death. It's kind of interesting the way he phrases that, the way that we've been talking about all of this playing out. Of course, when it comes to the mainstream media, you know, he has a talk that was, for those that weren't aware, he was on one of the mainstream media, CNBC, I believe. And let me see if that's correct. Yep. And so, you know, the Washington Compost, ABC News, all these others, they say Musk Doge seeks access to personal taxpayer data, raising alarms at IRS. The Doge-affiliated employee expected to seek access to IRS system with sensitive taxpayer information. You know, he's asking for all types of data that, you know, how dare he? Well, you know, it's interesting because if you realize what we have to give up just to, you know, writing this down, we have to give up our special information to get plane tickets, to get information for a driver's license, to sign for a house. I mean, you name it. Go to the bank, get a bank account. What do you have to give up? I mean, my goodness, folks, they're freaking out over nothing. Elon Musk says the real reason so many Democrats are upset about entitlement, Social Security, medical, et cetera, fraud investigations is that they are using taxpayer money as handouts to attract and retain illegal immigrants, their future voters. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. You know, because he catches this, right? According to the Social Security database, these are the numbers of people in each age bucket with the death field set to false. Maybe Twilight is real and there are a lot of vampires collecting Social Security, because you get up to the ages of 100 to 109, there's 4,734,407 receiving Social Security. 90 to 99, there's 6 million. 80 to 89 is 15 million. But you keep going up, 110 to 119 years old, those folks, there's 3 million of those folks, almost 4 million collecting Social Security. It's amazing. You just keep going up there. You know, somebody put this out, I believe it was PBD, he said, look, you know, look at the range here. If you go from 100, the age of 100, to the age of 200, and you add those up, okay, there you've got the Biden voters. Interesting, right? And so, of course, you have all of these issues. Why are there 394,943,000 people collecting Social Security, but yet there's only 334 million population in America? So there's far more eligible Social Security numbers than there are citizens. This might be the biggest fraud in history. There's a difference of nearly 60 million people between how many Social Security numbers there are and how many living people there are in the United States. That's fraud on an imaginable scale. Fact is, there are less than 310 million people eligible for Social Security in the country, including those in, you know, too young to draw it right now. The receipts are coming out. The information is flowing, and there's going to be a lot of folks that are answering to this.
You know, this kind of fear-mongering doesn't help anybody, but it tells me that people are worried that, you know, that they're part of the waste, fraud, and abuse.
And you think there's going to be a ton more?
I think, you know, when I came in, you know, we all think there's waste, there's abuse. I think there may be some real fraud here, Brett.
Oh, some real fraud. Folks are going down. Folks, remember, we're just getting started. It feels like they've been there for a long, long time, right? Exposing it all. We've been exposing this for years, so of course we understand that. But imagine those that watch mainstream media never have a clue what's going on. They don't pay attention to the truth or chance. They continue to listen to the folks on the radio, and they're just not really getting the deep dives that we've been doing for years. Imagine what they're thinking now. Like, wait a minute, what's going on? Are folks in big trouble? Are they going to be arrested? I don't know. We go over here to the Doge happens to be flying right there from President Trump, dropping something amazing. His President Trump and Elon Musk interview. He drops at a specific time. When you mirror that time, it's 2502, and we're told the fiscal year 2019 defense spending bill, budget overview, budget reconciliation. Wow, what if the House fails prior to majority change? President regarding matters of national security. Thank you, Mr. Soros. Wow, border security equals national security. It's 117% proof that Trump knows his cue drops. What are the odds that Trump's timestamp and truth number highlight drop 2502 on the cue board? If you go look it up, you'll be pretty amazed. You'll be amazed by this also. Folks, I've noticed my brain's working better. I feel my immune system is working much better. My sleep and stress levels are dropping. My energy is better than it's ever been. My brain is just focused and just on par now, a lot better around the house. Most of this started happening when I started taking the pine needle extract, the pine needle tea alternative from Ascent Nutrition. Also, the humic and fulvic acid, I've been taking that also. It's been absolutely amazing. They've got a two-product detox bundle of the pine needle extract and humic and fulvic acid. And just wanted to let you know, the Poland tincture is currently out of stock. So you got to get this two-product bundle now that they're putting out there before the pine needle extract goes on as well. It's amazing. Ascent Nutrition provides organic and wild-harvested nutrients to the world through their unique, innovative, and best-in-class growing and harvesting processes. Their clean and unique practices allow them to offer superior, nutrient-dense products that help people, pets, and athletes feel and perform their best. They've got it for sleep and stress, for healthy detox, immune support, joint and mobility, and so much more. You can get those in the description box below. Just click on that link right below the video for Ascent Nutrition today.
Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, seeks data access to the Social Security Administration. A top official is stepping down. The acting commissioner, Michelle King, stepped down after she says DOGE worked to access the sensitive personal data of millions of Americans. That data includes income, addresses, retirement benefits, and often medical records for an American with a Social Security number. King had been with the Social Security Administration for more than 30 years.
Wow, 30 years. Imagine that. President Trump, of course, was questioned about this, and he was basically blunt, and he said, no, she didn't quit. She was fired. But the mainstream media is going to believe what they're told, right? They're going to put out the information. She quit because she just couldn't handle how terrible they were. How could they go in there and go and get the sensitive information? You know, the information that you provide when you buy a car or a house or get a bank account. You know, that information. We don't like him going in there and checking out and finding out that we're paying Social Security to all these folks that aren't eligible and a lot of folks over the age of 100. Huh? We don't want him to know. So anyway, she says that she quit. President Trump said she's been fired.
Oh. There was an Inspector General audit last year that showed over an eight-year period, the Social Security Administration made almost $72 billion in improper payments, a little less than 1% of payments in that time period. Now, the report also says that most of these improper payments were overpayments, not payments to deceased people or people who didn't qualify to receive these payments. At the same time, Jose, this effort by DOGE is to go through this agency like every other and try to weed out waste and fraud.
Yeah, I mean, and also $72 billion, and that's without a comprehensive search. I mean, that's significant.
That's pretty significant. They're freaking out on MSNBC. You know, Orban Victor says, warning, our fears have come true. The globalist liberal Soros NGO network is fleeing to Brussels. Mm-hmm. After President Trump dealt a huge blow to their activities in the U.S. Now, 63 of them are asking Brussels for money under the guise of various human rights projects. Not going to happen. We will not let them find safe haven in Europe. The USAID files exposed the dark practices of the Earth Network, the worldwide evil network. We will not take the bait again. Conoco the Great, massive declassification is the key to deep state reform. The public must see the full record. Corruption, waste, and criminality inside agencies like USAID, FBI, DOJ, Department of Justice, the CIA, the Department of Homeland Security, HHS, NIH, FDA, and the CDC. This means exposing decades of crony capitalism, criminal activity, and covert operations that have destabilized both the United States and the world. The FBI and DOJ have systematically suppressed political movements on both the left and right. USAID and CIA have orchestrated regime changes abroad under the guise of humanitarian aid. Meanwhile, NIH, FDA, and CDC have functioned as little more than subsidiaries of the pharmaceutical industry they are supposed to regulate. Radical transparency is the catalyst for reform. Release the declassified documents through President Trump's and Elon Musk's X accounts, bypassing the legacy media and ensuring mass exposure. Once the public sees the full scope of these abuses through declassified documents, bipartisan pressure will force Congress to act. Secrecy allowed the corruption to thrive. Only full disclosure can end it. Well said, Conoco the Great.
Where's the money being spent, right? Let's go into that for just a second. $520 million for a consultant on the environment. It's called Environmental, Social, and Governance Investments in Africa, and mobilize private sector resources, $520 million. Somebody got $520 million for an environmental, sounds like an environmental study. I've always been one that paid a lot of money for my environmental studies, but they, you know, I paid like $50,000, not $520 million. $520 million for ESG. $25 million to promote biodiversity, conservation, and promote licit livelihoods by developing socially responsible behavior in the country of Colombia. Well, that's nice. $25 million to go into Colombia for something that nobody ever heard of. $40 million to improve the social and economic inclusion of sedentary migrants. $40 million. $42 million for Johns Hopkins, great place to research and drive social and behavior change in Uganda. $42 million. What about us? What about social change in our country? $70 million for a center at Purdue to research university-sourced, evidence-based solutions to developmental challenges. I mean, these are massive numbers on things that nobody ever heard about. $10 million for Mozambique voluntary medical male circumcisions. $10 million for circumcisions in another country. $9.7 million for UC Berkeley to develop a cohort of Cambodian youth with enterprise-driven skills. In other words, let's teach them something about enterprise. What about our people? Can't we teach them about enterprise? $2.3 million for strengthening independent voices in Cambodia. $32 million to the Prague Civil Society Center, which is a very liberal group of people. Wonder how much of that money came back to the people that approved it. $14 million for improving public procurement in Serbia. $486 million to the Consortium for Elections and Political Process Strengthening, including $22 million for inclusive and participatory political process in Moldova, and $21 million for voter turnout in India. Well, why are we giving $21 million to India? They got a lot of money. They're one of the highest taxing countries in the world in terms of us. We can hardly get in there because their tariffs are so high. I have a lot of respect for India. I have a lot of respect for the Prime Minister. He just left, as you know, 2 days ago. But we're giving $21 million for voter turnout. It's voter turnout in India. What about, like, voter turnout here? We've done that, I guess. We did $500 million, didn't we? It's called the lockboxes. $20 million for fiscal federalism in Nepal. Listen to these numbers. This is all fraud. $19 million for biodiversity conservation in Nepal. $1.5 million for voter confidence. We want to give them confidence in Liberia. $14 million for social cohesion in Mali. $2.5 million for inclusive democracies in South Africa. $47 million for improving learning outcomes in Asia. Asia's doing very well. They're doing a lot better than we do in the schools, aren't they? $2 million to develop sustainable recycling models to increase socioeconomic cohesion among marginalized communities in Kosovo and Eskali and in Egypt.
We're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars. I could, by the way, I could read this all day long. I could go on all day long, and you'll see hundreds of billions of dollars.
I would love for him to just do this constantly. Wouldn't you? Straight from the president's mouth. Straight from him. And then, of course, the mainstream media would continue to have convulsions as their CIA agents that have been trained to debate folks like Stephen Miller to try to go after him. It's really not working anymore. They're trying. Let's listen into Communist News Network as they get taken out.
The American people are exhausted and tired of watching their tax dollars be corruptly spent, abused, wasted, and in every sense robbed and stolen from them. This president, for the first time in history, is committed to restoring accountability at every level of the federal government. You may assert there's no waste in the Pentagon. You may assert there's no waste in
Stephen,
Treasury.
I'm not asserting there's no waste in HHS. Stephen, I don't think anyone...
Then why are you not celebrating these cuts? If you agree there is waste, if you agree there is abuse, if you agree there is corruption, why are you not celebrating the cuts, the reforms that are being instituted every day that no action is taken? The entire salaries of American workers that are taxed disappear forever.
Stephen, let's calm down.
We're not having a debate. There's no reason
about whether there are places.
You are clearly trying to debate me, and I will be as excited as I want to be about the fact that we are saving Americans billions of dollars, that we are ending the theft and waste and grift and corruption, that we are stopping American taxpayer dollars from subsidizing a rogue federal bureaucracy that has been relentlessly weaponized against the American people.
Your colleagues may not care about this issue, but we care about this issue. They also care about privacy.
And the American public overwhelmingly supports what President Trump is doing.
Just got fired up there a little bit. There's a couple of clips from him. They're pretty amazing. I encourage you guys to go check them out. I tell you, Stephen Miller's not taking it anymore. And yeah, he got pumped up there. And some folks, oh my goodness, he's getting loud. He's getting crazy. Hey, tell you what. If you, any of you out there can raise your hand and say that you've never got a little fired up when a liberal continues to stare at you with that blank stare and continue to give you looks as if you're stupid, even though you're waking them up, like that stupid look right there. That triggers you, and it's hard. Even when you have been prayed up, they've got a way of giving you a look, liberals do, that really throw you off, and you want enough. I'm showing my excitement. I'm going to get pumped up, and I'm going to show you and tell you exactly how this is all playing out. We've had enough. And so, of course, Ultra Magadine Erickson caught this. Huge confirmation from Dan Scavino regarding President Trump's earlier truth. What did President Trump say? Over the past 4 years, the Department of Justice has been politicized like never before. That's what Stephen Miller was talking about. Therefore, I have instructed the termination of all remaining Biden-era U.S. attorneys. We must clean house immediately and restore confidence. He put clean house in quotes, folks. America's golden age must have a fair justice system that begins today, in which he highlighted clean house has been confirmed by Dan Scavino with a GIF. That means a picture of Adam Schiff video with his timestamp of 11:26 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, if you go to 11:26 on the keyboard, that's QAGG.NEWS, QAGG.news. You can go look up Q1126. FBI's burning the midnight oil. What was just released to Nunez? Warning. Telegraph, was it a warning? It's happening. Q, a clean house is very important. The FBI's burning midnight oil. Wow. Interesting, because if you look at this, look at that. Dan Scavino posts this. Call the ambulance. Because old Shifty Shift's in big trouble. 11:26 p.m. You see that timestamp there. And pretty cool when you see what's happening, isn't it? I'm just loving it, folks. Really loving it. Remember, folks, we're at AmWeKnow.com. You can go to our website. That's where you can click to book for the Celebration Cruise. It's right there. It pops up for you to see. You can contact us to send us pictures. Hit that contact button. And also, if you scroll down, all our videos there. Our AUK merch button is there also. If you click that Auk merch button, it's going to take you to shop.amweknow.com. It's not too late to get a free pair of socks with any purchase. That's Socks14, the And We Know socks. Use code Socks14. Those things are pretty cool. And they're very warm from many folks reporting that. And I tell you what, my feet get cold too. It's amazing that we continue to have sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks for all of you out there. And of course, our flag collection. Even better. So I hope you guys go check that out in the description box below. If you wear the gear, you'll have folks walk up to you and say, hey, I happen to watch that show too, and it'll be pretty amazing. Here's great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Talked to some Arizona voters who switched from voting for Joe Biden in 2020 to Trump in 2024. And so far, they mostly like what they see.
I just think he's trying to get America back on track as quickly as possible, given the state that it was left in from the previous administration.
It feels more merit and transparency that I'm getting from the administration so far.
I approve of a lot of the stuff that he's doing with the border and everything.
He's put other countries on notice that were to be taken seriously.
For the most part, I feel like he's on the right track by keeping transgenders out of women's sports. That's number one.
All 11 Biden-Trump voters say they approve of Donald Trump's first weeks in office. My panel is back. Talked.
I wonder how hard that was for Dana Bash to put this out. Tinesh D'Souza said Biden 2020 voters switched, right? Dana Bash's constipated expression at the end is priceless. She's having a fit. You know, folks, again, we're just getting started. We got RFK Jr. now out there doing amazing things. Listen to this.
Last Thursday, President Trump signed an executive order to establish the MAHA Commission to study what has caused the precipitous decline in American health over the past two generations. So we will convene representatives of all viewpoints to study the causes for the drastic rise in chronic disease. Some of the possible factors we will investigate were formerly taboo or insufficiently scrutinized. The childhood vaccine schedule, electromagnetic radiation, glyphosate, other pesticides, ultra-processed foods, artificial food additives, SSRI and other psychiatric drugs, PFAs, PFOAs, microplastics, nothing is going to be off limits. But whatever belief or suspicion I have expressed in the past, I'm willing to subject them all to the scrutiny of unbiased science. That is going to be our template, unbiased science. That's something that will make us all proud of this agency and of our role in restoring American health. Let's commission research that will satisfy all the stakeholders. Once and for all, let's use protocols that we all agree on in advance and not alter the outcomes of studies when they're halfway through and that they look inconvenient. Let's all depoliticize these issues and reestablish a common ground for action and renew the search for existential truth with no political impediments and no preconceptions. Finally, I want to ask you to think about...
Interesting, right? He's already kicking it off, giving a speech, and it's about 4 or 5 minutes long, and he just goes through a litany of things that he's going to go after. Real science, real information that's going to have all kinds of great things to play out for all of us. You know, it takes me back to not only what he's doing, but again, Doge and the how they found $4.7 trillion in payments that were left blank, making traceability almost impossible. This is Doge putting this out. The Treasury Access Symbol is an identification code linking a Treasury payment to a budget line item. Standard financial process, right? You got to figure out where the money's going. In the federal government, the TAS field, the Treasury Access Symbol, was optional for $4.7 trillion in payments and was often left blank, making traceability almost impossible. As of Saturday, this is now a required field, increasing insight into where money is actually going, thanks to U.S. Treasury for the great work. The scoop, Doge, wow, that's a staggering $4.7 trillion untraceable payments due to optional TAS fields. Thank you, Doge, for shedding light on this massive oversight. Massive? President Trump's administration was right to emphasize transparency and accountability in government spending. How do you optionally tag $4.7 trillion, says Matt Von Swole, who's been helping out in Western North Carolina. All these people do not care about the money we give them at all. At all. It's all your money, folks. Where else does it go?
The Doge Report, Healthcare Edition. So just found that the U.S. healthcare corporations spent 95% of their income to shareholder payouts. Mm-hmm. Not on more research, not on staffing issues, not on infrastructure, but shareholder payouts. That totaled about $2.6 trillion over the last 20 years. Fun fact, the U.S. taxpayers pay about 70% of those fees. Also just breaking, if that wasn't enough to make you too fit to be tied, $2.7 trillion, again, $2.7 trillion has been improperly paid out in Medicare and Medicaid to people outside of our country. I hope you heard me. I didn't say million. I didn't say billion. I said $2.7 trillion of taxpayer money has been improperly paid in Medicare and Medicaid to people outside of the United States. Thank God for Doge, for exposing this, for showing you how they are robbing us blind and like wasting our money and lining their pockets.
Lining their pockets. That's right. Democrats are currently fighting, shouting, and throwing toddler fits because, says Cat Turd, violent illegal criminals are being deported. Billions of dollars of waste and fraud are being exposed. Federal employees actually have to show up for work. Trump is trying to broker a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia. Grown men can't compete against women in sports. Just in case you're wondering why Democrats have a 30% national approval rating and have zero power in our government. Oh, so good. Folks, you can start your journey to sober living with a faith-based program featuring brain restoration formula from the New Spring Wellness Center.
Because you see people at their worst time going through different things in their life, whether it's relationships, whether it's finances, whatever it is, but when they come out of that, there's no better feeling.
Addiction recovery takes more than just time. It takes energy, clarity, and hope. And no matter how broken you feel, healing is possible. And there's a way to restore your brain, your body, and your spirit. At New Spring Wellness, your brain restoration program addresses the physiological changes in the brain caused by substance use, aging, and chronic stress.
It literally, those cravings for me, it was a constant every second I was awake. I would wake up in the morning, okay, what do I need to get done today till I can go get my alcohol? Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where I started drinking earlier and earlier and to where it just controlled my life.
Their brain restoration protocol reduces cravings, supports mental clarity, and restores energy, giving you the strength to take back control. At New Spring Wellness, they approach recovery with both a medical and faith-based approach. Through Jesus Christ, they find hope, redemption, and the strength to overcome with brain restoration and faith in Him. You can step into a new beginning. Your past does not define you. Through Christ, all things are made new. Give them a call at 573-577-3400 or go in the description box below to newspringwellnesscenter.com/AmWeKnow. Start your journey to sober living today.
So let's get into the deep state, because it sounds like that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What is it?
It is an apolitical entity that operates in government to service itself instead of the American people. And what I mean by that is its leadership positions across government, whether it's DOJ, FBI, DOD, CIA, whatever, combined with underlying positions that are pretty senior up, who work with mainstream media entities.
Fake news. Fake news hiding the truth. Knowingly.
To perpetuate frauds on the American people, to commit government corruption, and to stay in power, and to lie to the American people, and to rob them of the truth.
Knowingly.
Once the truth gets out, their corruption is going to be exposed. They might get prosecuted for breaking the law. And once that happens, you have an explosion in D.C.
Nothing can stop what is coming. Oh, my goodness.
Totally obliterate the deep state.
Don't want to be messing with President Trump now. He's on a mission, folks. It's way different than it was before. Folks know that he's not messing around, and all those days of taking him down and going after him are not working. You guys sense it? It's a lot different this time. A lot different. I'm feeling it. Many folks are sensing it, and they're seeing every day how this is playing out. I mean, everything that we've been told on the Intel board has been playing out right before our eyes, almost like 6 years later to the deltas that we've been seeing, right? Tom Homan has requested a DOJ investigation into AOC for aiding illegal immigrants into evading ICE. She's in big trouble. Elon Musk Doge announces audit into Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, for fraud, abuse, and waste. Elon Musk Doge, you know, talked about the $4.7 trillion missing in Social Security. They're in big trouble, and we're going to get into Fort Knox and so much more. You know, interesting, because in the Bruce Willis Die Hard series, we witnessed gold loaded into dump trucks carried out of the vaults below the World Trade Center. That was your sneak preview of the 9/11 gold theft by the Bush family. Trump recovered all of it, plus the gold Hillary stole from Gaddafi after she staged the Benghazi attack. This is according to a spooked blog. To ramp up the gold retrieval, Trump seized the gold in the Vatican tunnels, which the Vatican illegally accumulated. Again, that's according to somebody that's been putting that out. That gold hasn't been in Fort Knox for a long time. 8,000 tons of it was stored on the bedrock of Manhattan. Wow. It's amazing, right? And so I'm going to go over here and show you some more. Since we're on the gold, I'm going to go straight to that now, right here. Looking for the gold at Fort Knox, and it's gone, said Elon Musk. Interesting. What happens when they find out some of the gold at Fort Knox is missing? This Doge operation is going splendidly, in my estimation. Now everyone knows the government is one giant money laundering operation. Do they plan to slowly make their way up the Fed? If the Fed is exposed, that would be a win for monumental proportions. What happens if the Fed is dismantled? Imagine the kind of money that could be saved. Do you think there's gold missing at Fort Knox? Elon Musk says this gold is the property of the American people. I sure hope it's still there. Who's confirming the gold wasn't stolen from Fort Knox? Maybe it's there, maybe it's not. That gold is owned by the American public. We want to know if it's still there. Interesting, because you don't know, if you guys didn't know, Kentucky's been getting, that area of Fort Knox has been getting flooded lately. Massive flooding, almost like they're trying to keep people from getting in there to find out what's going on. Another thing that's kind of strange is there's a rush to stockpile gold in New York. It leads to a London shortage. Deep under London's Threadneedle Street lies an intricate network of tunnels holding the world's second largest depository of gold. The Bank of England's 9 heavily fortified vaults hold hundreds of tons of the precious metal valued at more than $200 billion. euros. That's $252 billion. But now they are slowly being emptied over fears that President Donald Trump is about to start a global trade war. Much of the gold has been shipped to New York City, where the commodities for the moment are worth substantially more than in the UK capital. The US bank JP Morgan and the UK's HSBC are two of the biggest names flying the precious metal across the Atlantic to cover losses on short positions, all reported by the Wall Street Journal. My goodness, it makes me wonder, are they trying to get the gold back over here? Maybe it was stolen. No, it's kind of interesting how this is all playing out. Another thing that's interesting on all of this is Elon Musk says he and the president, they're going to be discussing a Doge dividend, which will be a tax refund sent to every taxpayer. This will be based exclusively on the portion of total savings delivered by Doge. So the more they find, maybe the more they give back to us for all that was stolen. Wouldn't that be something? You know, we've been talking about gold. Dr. Kirk Elliott, if you guys missed our interview Sunday, it was amazing. We get into this. Maybe the dollar is going to be backed by gold someday. I don't know. Seems to be writing on the wall for that. He's been watching it. He's paying attention. Regardless, we still have a huge debt, $1.2 trillion paid out interest on U.S. debt. And what that means to all of us, and I tell you, you've got to check out this interview. It will really change the way you look at everything, especially precious metals, because precious metals are biblical, especially gold and silver. And if you have it, you know, you're going to be taken care of, and he definitely knows how to take care of us when it comes to our IRAs and bringing those over and getting out of that fiat currency, folks, amweknow.com/gold. You want to check them out. Watch these interviews. They are phenomenal. I mean, absolutely amazing how we learn so much from him. And, of course, when we go to the world stage and all of the talk of war and other things, and President Trump's doing peace deals.
Russia wants to force Ukraine to hold new elections in order to sign any kind of a peace deal. Is that something that the U.S. would ever support?
Well, we have a situation where we haven't had elections in Ukraine, where we have martial law, essentially martial law in Ukraine, where the leader in Ukraine, I mean, I hate to say it, but he's down at 4% approval rating, and where a country has been blown to smithereens. You got most of the cities are laying on their sides. The buildings are collapsed. It looks like a massive demolition site. So many of the cities. I mean, they haven't done it in Kiev because I guess they don't want to shoot too many rockets in there. They've done it 20%, but they haven't done it 100%. If they wanted to do it 100%, it would probably happen very quickly. But you have cities that are absolutely decimated. And, yeah, I would say that, you know, when they want a seat at the table, you could say the people have to, wouldn't the people of Ukraine have to say, like, you know, it's been a long time since we've had an election. That's not a Russia thing. That's something coming from me and coming from many other countries also. You know, Ukraine is being just wiped out. Look at what's happening to the cities. There are cities, there's not even a building standing. It's a massive, you talk about Gaza. I mean, it's literally, these cities look like Gaza. Actually, many have, percentage-wise, more buildings knocked down than in Gaza. So, you know, people are tired of it. People want to see something happen. And, you know, the other thing that it's been bothering me for a long time, because I solved the problem with NATO. They paid hundreds of billions of dollars into the funds of NATO when I said, you got to pay. Because the United States was paying for European countries, and then they take advantage of us on trade. But I've seen it. Look, they have to pay. They have to find out, where is the money going to? We have, I believe, President Zelensky said last week that he doesn't know where half of the money is that we gave him. Well, we gave them, I believe, $350 billion. But let's say it's something less than that, but it's a lot. And we have to equalize with Europe, because Europe has given us a very much smaller percentage than that. I think Europe has given 100 billion, and we've given, let's say, 300 plus, and it's more important for them than it is for us. We have an ocean in between, and they don't. But where is all the money that's been given? Where is it going? And I've never seen an accounting of it. We give hundreds of billions of dollars. I don't see any accounting. So I want to see peace. Look, you know why I want? Because I don't want all these people killed anymore. I'm looking at people that are being killed, and they're Russian and Ukrainian people, but they're people. Doesn't matter where they're from on the whole planet. And I think I have the power to end this war. And I think it's going very well. But today I heard, oh, well, we weren't invited. Well, you've been there for 3 years. You should have ended it 3 years. You should have never started it. You could have made a deal. I could have made a deal for Ukraine that would have given them almost all of the land, everything, almost all of the land, and no people would have been killed, and no city would have been demolished, and not one dome would have been knocked down. But they chose not to do it that way. And President Biden, in all fairness, he doesn't have a clue. What he was so bad for this. He was so bad, so pathetic, so sad. But with all of that being said, look, it is what it is. When I left, there was no chance that this could have happened. But it happened because we had incompetent leadership at many different levels. But when you see what's taken place in Ukraine with millions of people killed, including the soldiers, millions of people killed, a big percentage of their cities knocked down to the ground. I don't know how anybody even lives there. You know, when they say they took a poll and Zelensky's at 4%, who's living there? You know, I mean, people are, it's hard to believe that people live there. Their cities are being knocked down. And this is something that would have never happened. And by the way, for 4 years, it didn't happen. It was never going to happen. Go ahead.
Exposing them all. These are people. People dying. They're humans. They don't want to be in war. You got stupid leadership like this idiot over there in, I guess, Starmer wanted to send his troops over to Ukraine. He's not getting very good backing on that. Germany to reject Starmer's plan for troops in Ukraine as Europe splits over peace deal. France is likely to back Starmer proposal for peacekeeping force, but other allies remain less convinced. So Germany is likely to reject Sir Keir Starmer's, I don't know why they call him that, plans to deploy a European peacekeeping force to Ukraine, throwing their proposals into disarray. Yep, they were meeting. UK and France are set to do this. Germany and Poland said probably not going to do it. Other countries, Italy and Norway, are so far undecided. Why? Why would Italy even think about it, knowing what we know about her? Ahead of the gatherings, diplomats and officials believe that Germany is unlikely to join any European peacekeeping efforts. Good. Poland has ruled itself out of such a mission because Warsaw's troops are committed to protecting NATO's eastern flank. Both Hungary and Slovakia are also highly unlikely to join, given their government's close ties with the Kremlin. They are trying to bring another world war together. At the same time, we're watching peace negotiations play out in fabulous ways. Look what happened here.
At that point, our teams respectively have worked very quickly to reestablish the functionality of our respective missions in Washington and in Moscow. For us to be able to continue to move down this road, we need to have diplomatic facilities that are operating and functioning normally. That we're going to appoint a high-level team from our end to help negotiate and work through the end of the conflict in Ukraine in a way that's enduring and acceptable to all the parties engaged. The third point is to begin to work at a high level as well. To begin to discuss and think about and examine both the geopolitical and economic cooperation that could result from an end to the conflict in Ukraine.
So imagine an economic geopolitical cooperation that could result between Russia and the U.S. It's not exactly what he said there, but I tell you what, that's what it seems like. Could there negotiations being going on with these countries that they've been telling us for decades, they're the enemy. There's this guy that put out a video clip, and I don't have it for you now, but he's like, well, let me see. Maybe I'll find it real quick. Yeah, I've got it right here. Putin's a bad guy. I'm 100% sure, right? Look what he says. This is cool. Check this out.
You know something? I think I've been wrong. All this time, I was thinking that Putin wasn't such a bad guy, and it was our leaders in the EU and the UK who were shysters and liars and cheats. I've been wrong. You know what? I woke up, I read the papers, I looked at the TV, I listened to all those talking heads on social media, and my opinion has changed. Absolutely. We need more war. We need more Ukrainians to die. That's what we need. And more Russians to get blown to bits as well, because that's the way to do it. Because Putin's definitely going to invade Europe, isn't he? He's definitely going to invade Europe. And they've been telling us for decades that it's the Russians. You know, whatever happens, it's the Russians. The geoengineering, it's the Russians. You stand in a dog poo, it's the Russians. Your wife leaves you and shags the milkman because he's got a massive pint and a half to give her. It's the Russians. It's always been the Russians all along. And all I had to do is read the papers. And all I had to do, it's so easy, is watch the BBC. And I realised I've been wrong all this time. It's not the corrupt EU leaders at all who cancel elections and buy billions of pounds worth and euros worth of vaccines and PPE and burn them because nobody used them. It's nothing to do with any of that. It's always been the Russians. And then I thought to myself, why do the Russians want to imminently invade Europe? And I went, oh, yes. And I realised it in my brain. It's because we've got stuff that they don't have. We've got hotels full of men being paid for by the taxpayer, and the Russians want to get their hands on them. That's right. And they also want to get those boats with more of those men and redirect them into Russia, because they ain't got enough of those blokes who like a little bit of stabby.
Yeah, they want some of those boats. They want those illegals over in Russia. They want to come over here and grab all of the illegals that we've been paying for that are put into all the hotels over here in Europe. It goes on and on, basically making fun of the whole thing. Again, it's always Russia, right? Scott Bazin on President Trump's pursuit of peace in Ukraine.
Are you optimistic that there is going to be an end game here, that the negotiation works?
The plan that I've seen that President Trump has, I think he could win the Nobel Peace Prize for this. If it were a fairly awarded, I think in a year he should get it from what I've seen.
Oh, yeah. He's just smiling away, Scott Bazin. I think he's having a good time. This guy comes in, and, you know, he used to work for some evil organizations, right? A lot of folks covered that. But, you know, he knows where the goods are. He knows about these people. And I'm sure something's going on back in the background, and he's letting them know. Of course, U.S. to Europe, pay for your own defense, Pete Hegseth. The U.S. reportedly is done covering Europe's defense tab. Defense Secretary Hegseth made it clear NATO allies must spend more on their own security, with a push for defense budgets to hit 5% of GDP, far beyond the 2% NATO target that most still ignore. The U.S. spends only 3.5% of its GDP, but it still accounts for 67% of NATO's total military spending. Did you hear that? Your taxpayer dollars are working hard. You're slaving, and they're taking that, you know, out of every $100, maybe 20, 30, 40 bucks out of there, and they're saying, hey, give that to me. We're going to send 67% of all that money that you're giving us, the GDP, right? 67% of all of that is the United States, even though Europe and Canada make up nearly half the alliance GDP. Yeah. Meanwhile, countries like Germany and Canada lag far behind in military readiness. Hegseth also warned the U.S. resources are stretched thin, with growing concerns over China and the Pacific. Macron called an emergency security meeting, and Ukraine's Zelensky is pushing for Europe's military force. Oh, yeah. All this playing out, and at the same time as they keep us busy looking here, looking over there, and trying to start war, and trying to go after President Trump, and lying about him and all that he's doing. Remember, you had this guy, this character, who was out there, Tom Hanks, making fun of the MAGA folks, making it look like we were all racists. And Elon Musk posted this picture, if you remember. Hey, pedo Tom Hanks, not all MAGA hat-wearing patriots are white. And Elon posted that, the picture with the folks that he was there with. I'm not allowed to talk. Remember that? And he had pizza right behind him. I don't see it in the picture. And he got Mike in the background there. Interesting. All of this playing out where Holly Weird is getting destroyed. Snow White is expected to be a $100 million loss for Disney. Good. Way to go, folks. Thank you for not spending your money there and wasting it on their folly. Other thing is, black queer woman to play Jesus Christ in Jesus Christ Superstar musical at Hollywood Bowl. Yeah, play the part of Jesus Christ. And, of course, a terrible rendition called Jesus Christ Superstar at the Summer of Hollywood Bowl. 37-year-old who played Elphaba in film production of Wicked identifies as queer and bisexual. In an Instagram story from Erivo, the actress said, just a little busy this summer, can't wait, next to post Broadway World announcing the role playing Jesus Christ. These guys have lost their mind. They've really lost their mind. Department of Education, of course, you know, kids go watch these shows and then they follow Wicked and then they start following this woman called Cynthia Erivo and they say, oh, look at her. What is she going to do next? And then the kids start following her and then they go after Snow White because everybody spends their money over there in Snow White. And then they get over to school in the Department of Education and they're told, you know, by the people that are part of the whole system, you know, look what they're going to spend your money on.
Asking if staff members could move away from the binary and not just say things like, you know, let's split into two teams, girls versus boys. Why not instead use non-heteronormative language like, hey, party people, let's get ready to do this activity. Everyone, humans, y'all, friends, family, however you want to do it.
And the intersections of that in terms of my...
They've lost their mind. Even this guy, who I can't stand, even realizes this.
I don't know if the Department of Education is anything but... I mean, it doesn't really... I don't know what it does. Except take money. It's sort of a middleman. It doesn't like run classrooms or do stuff like that. So where are you on something like that?
I think that the Department of Education has to essentially be closed. A lot of the authorities got to get sent back to the states. The dollars we appropriate actually need to go directly into the hands of parents so that they can use those resources in their states and in their communities to find the best outcome for their children. When the Department of Ed was created in 1977, our reading scores and math scores for kids fourth and eighth grade were higher than they are today.
Higher than they are today. Even Mara knows what's going on. Interesting, because I saw this clip. I didn't play it the other day. We didn't have time. But a lot of folks are starting to realize the terrorist organization Obama and Biden ran.
What did you discover as part of this movie? This is a whole underground economy of children. It's horrific.
It really is. And that some of it has to do with the policies at the border. And our film isn't political at all. But what really has happened is that a lot of kids came to the border in suburbans from very poor countries like Guatemala. And the families paid $3,000 to $5,000 per kid. And they thought that these children could have a better life here in the United States. And if you go back and watch your own news stuff, there were tents with hundreds of children. And they were all dropped off there. And we welcome them into the United States.
But we need to take care of them and make sure they're protected, and they're not.
Yeah, the problem is that the foster system does weekly and monthly checks on the children to make sure they're okay. And what happened here...
In a normal foster system.
In a foster system, what happened here is we welcome these children in here, and that sponsor families, some of the rules were changed. They don't need to be a parent or an uncle or anything. It could be anybody. And some of the traffickers suggested the sponsor, and the New York Times article says there's homes in Florida and Texas with 15 to 20 kids all sleeping on the floor, not in school, and 15 passenger vans are picking up kids, 15 at a time, and they're cleaning pig slaughterhouses and doing the whole night shift. And we're allowing this all to happen under our noses here in the greatest country of the world, the United States.
The children. All about our children. And the enemy hates them. Laura Bowley posted this about exorcism, the noun, the expulsion of a supposed evil spirit from a person or place. She said, make no mistake, what we are witnessing is not just the auditing of a system. It's not just an exercise of identifying waste and redundancy. It's not just an investigation into fraud and corruption. It's the exorcism of a satanic system designed to keep us enslaved, ignorant, unhealthy, and in perpetual conflict with one another. Many of us have known for a while that above all, this was a spiritual war, and now, finally, the whole world is about to see firsthand the degree of unthinkable evil that had gotten hold of every aspect of human life. education, health, defense, finance, agriculture, culture, entertainment, sports, institutionalized religion, media, everything, absolutely everything had been taken over by what can only be described as the forces of evil. Some dark truths are about to come to the surface that will shock to the core those that still refuse to swallow the red pill, and us, tinfoil hat fashionistas, will finally be vindicated. I never wanted to be right about many of the things I have been exposing all these years. In fact, I always wished to be wrong. It would have meant the whole world was not as dark as many of us were realizing, but time and again, we have seen how pretty much every so-called conspiracy theory turned out to be a conspiracy fact. To all those that had the courage to face the truth ahead of time and stuck their head above the parapet despite being ostracized, censored, threatened, and in some cases persecuted, I salute you. The world is about to see who was on the right side of history like never before. May the exorcism that's taking place lead to humanity's liberation. It's about time we were given the chance for the first time ever to experience what life might be like without Satan pulling the strings. Absolutely brilliant from Laura Boley. Thank you, Laura, for that. Dan Scavino posted, Dems can't keep up on February 17th, 2025. That equals 153. You go to 153 on the Intel board. For the coming days ahead, ask yourself an honest question. Why would a billionaire who has it all, fame, fortune, a warm and loving family, friends, etc., want to endanger himself and his family by becoming the president of the United States? Perhaps he could not in good conscience see the world burn. Q.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for your continued guidance and direction in our lives. Thank you for leadership that you're installing each and every day. Thank you for the ability that we're able to have information spread throughout platforms that were once shut down against us. Thank you that you are receiving the praise, honor, and glory you deserve. Many are recognizing that without you in their lives, they would not be in leadership, and they're making that known to the public. Thank you that many that are writing in to this channel and others are saying, you know what, I'm starting to read the Bible again. I'm starting to understand more and more what we're up against. I'm starting to see the difference between good and evil. And we ask again, Heavenly Father, that those who do not know your Son, Jesus Christ, that they would recognize the birth of your Son and the death on the cross, the sacrifice that he made for all of us. And alive and well, 3 days later, he rose from the grave. May they confess and believe in him and turn their lives completely over at this very moment. May they be transformed in a moment. May their heart of stone be turned to a heart of flesh. Thank you so much for the protection you continue to give President Trump and his family, for those that are on the front lines, RFK Jr. and others. We look forward to Kash Patel hopefully getting in soon, and the exposure will continue. And we will see a great revival play out through this nation and others. We bring this all up in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you again for your prayers, your support. Thank you for signing up for the cruise, those that are showing up for that. We look forward to meeting with you. We're going to do all we can. Again, a reminder, we're going to have a live Q&A session for you to ask questions February 20th, 2025, tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're looking forward to you joining us for that. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Am We Know, signing out.
If you do not recite its mantras, then you will be censored, banished, blacklisted, persecuted, and punished.